Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to episode 73 in the book of Revelation. We're in chapter 20 today, and things have happened and things are going to happen. That is, Jesus has come back when we start our passage today. The beast and the false prophet have been thrown into the abyss. Armies have been destroyed. Satan has been bound and locked and thrown into the pit. And now this happens. This is verse 4, chapter 20 of Revelation. Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those to whom the authority to judge was committed. I also saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and for the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or its image and had not received the mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. So this is a lot of this is going to be about resurrection. Verse 5, the rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. So they're going to be resurrected too, but in 1,000 years. This is the first resurrection, so that's the big theme of today, is the first resurrection. Verse 6, blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. So today's title is the first, yay, versus the second, boo, resurrection. So Jesus has returned and he's reigning for 1,000 years, but he doesn't do it alone. So he reigns with what kind of people? Well, that is immortal people. So remember, every person that you know will live forever. And every person that has ever existed is living forever. So there are people who die, that's most of us is going to die, but then there's going to be a resurrection. The first resurrection is going to be the resurrection of the good guys. The second resurrection, the one you don't want to be a part of, is the resurrection of the bad guys. So specifically, we find out about a group of people here who are in the first resurrection. That is those who have been martyred. And these guys have been martyred during the world kingdom when the beast has been reigning. And they are they're honored for not worshiping the beast and not receiving the mark on the hand. But still, they got killed. So here we are at the beginning of the millennia. So Jesus has come back. Jesus reigns on the planet, and he chooses to reign with certain kinds of people. Now, who might some of those people be? He gives thrones and authority to judge. Who sits on those thrones? Some people say it's resurrected saints. Some people say it's the elders that we've already met who are in heaven. Some people say it's the apostles. Nobody really knows, but those are delegated, distributed people that have authority. All right. So let's talk about the first and the second resurrection. The first resurrection is the holy dead. That is the good guys. Here we see some of the recently martyred dead, but likely included in this are all the saints who have died in the saints, all Christian believers who have died in the saints, died in their faith, including what is termed the Old Testament saints. So the faithful people from the Old Testament. It's also called the resurrection of the just. It's also called in other places in Scripture the resurrection of life. Other places it's called the resurrection to everlasting life. And here we see that it is a blessed thing. Blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection. In other words, you want to be a part of the first resurrection, not the second resurrection. Because everybody's going to be raised, even the unholy people. So this first resurrection are the blessed, the holy ones, those who have appropriated the work of Jesus into the life. They're made holy. They're viewed as holy. They're marked by belief. And then here's the other thing that's very unique, is there's no second death for these people. So Jesus kind of ushered this in. He was the first to rise from the dead in a symbolic way. And none of these people are going to die a second time. The second resurrection, which we're going to get more and more to, but let me just summarize. It's the unholy dead. It's the wicked death. It's the one, the evil people that are going to be raised from the dead. Now, they're going to be judged as well, accurately and righteously. But then they're going to face a second death, which is a final eternal death beyond this eternal life. It takes place after the physical death, which we all get, but that involves the death of the soul as well as somehow the death of their bodies as well. So we don't want to be a part of this. So the point today is everybody is going to be resurrected from the dead. The holy people are going to be resurrected for judgment. The unholy people are also going to be resurrected for judgment. But the holy people get judgment and forgiven and the work of Jesus and get to be with Jesus forever. So in conclusion, in a certain sense, I think this passage kind of may terrify us a little bit. But I want to look at it in a different way. I think we should be comforted by this passage. And that is, he's got this. We should be assured that Jesus has this. He has the power over the processes of life. You know, you didn't give yourself life. He's also has power over this process of death and what to do with your soul, what to do with your body, and he has this power over how to resurrect you. So good or evil, you are going to be resurrected. And then when you are resurrected, he is also, we should have assurance that he knows what to do with your soul. He knows who to judge you and what to, how to judge you, when to judge you, where to judge you, and how to judge you. So what pronouncement you'll have over, what judgment you're going to have at the end of your judgment. So we see Jesus here and the Father and the Holy Spirit that has ultimate power over life, death, and resurrection. So remember, every single person you know is going to be resurrected from the dead. But to what? Hopefully, and with the Lord's help, and only by the Lord's help, to the first resurrection. You don't want to be in the second resurrection. Thanks for listening.